Dina and I attended the recent mini-course, What Makes Love Supreme, Part 1. During the mini-course, Sadhguru Kedarji challenged attendees to examine where we had gotten our understandings of love prior to meeting our guru. So often, we equate love with romantic relationships, constant stimulation, instant gratification, sense pleasures, and satisfaction gained by quenching the desire for acquiring people, places, and things. As attendees, we have both seen how prior social conditioning are such driving factors in maintaining relationships. We were both raised from early childhood with the notion that our lives hinged on certain definitions of love. We were taught the predestined fairy tale of getting married and having a family, and that our quality of life was based on whether or not we had a mate. After 20 years had passed, Dina had 3 kids, 2 dogs, and 2 cats, and I had 1 marriage, 1 divorce, and 1 child to show for living the dream. Then, of course, there were laundry, bills, homework, groceries, yard work, housework, etc. Was this the Cinderella story we had been sold? Was this the happily ever after that thousands upon thousands of love songs and movies described? Fear was another driving factor also associated with love and relationships. So much of what we had done and continued to do in the name of love was based in fear. Fear of rejection, fear of being alone, and fear of not being in control. Even after meeting Sadhguru Kedarji, we both recognized a fear of being loved unconditionally, without distinctions, supreme love, due to a feeling of unworthiness stemming from our individual karmic patterns, which are the play of the gunas and the malas. So, what did we do as a result of these wrong understandings? We resorted to love with conditions and distinctions, bartering and negotiating in relationships. Romance was just a nicer label to define this exchange. Several people in the course described bartering and negotiations they had with others at some point, even if it meant compromising human dignity. Some examples? I want you to make me feel desired and attractive, so I will give you sex in the way you like it. I don't want to go out alone on a Saturday night, so I'll feign my level of attraction to you for companionship. I want you to fix some things around the house or take me on a vacation, so I'll cook the meals and smile and laugh to maintain some excitement. If the exchange is equal or slightly more in our favor, we experience temporary satisfaction and call it love. If the exchange is not equal and the satisfaction wanes over time, blame takes over, and we wonder where the romance has gone. We see ourselves and others as objects in this barter and negotiation process, often unintentionally, as a result of our karmas and mental conditioning. We use this definition of love to enhance our comfort, security, and reward. During the mini-course, Sadhguru Kedarji taught us the true meaning of love, as described and experienced by the sages of our lineage over thousands of years. Love is an inner, unconditional state of being that we must fully experience as we share it with others. It is a state of supreme bliss, eternal joy, where there are no worldly attachments, no imperfect worldly desires, and no time. We can experience love by keeping our attention and focus on being fully present on the self and seeing others as the self, moment to moment. The moment to moment part is vital. If we remain fully present in the moment and are reaching for what love really is, we don't have to be God realized to have this experience of love without distinctions. Sri Narada says, when love comes, God reveals himself. By attaining it, a person becomes perfect, immortal, and satisfied forever. Narada also says, when all thoughts, all words, all deeds are given up to the Lord, and when the least forgetfulness of God makes one miserable, then love has begun. By this, we can understand love as an inner state, not an outer negotiation. Katerji explained this must be experienced to improve interactions with others and to engage our humanity with human dignity. After the course, we both applied these understandings in our own lives. This is Dina's experience share. Katerji shared, "We are surrounded by love. The sun rises and sets every single day. This is an act of love. We can learn from all acts of nature what supreme love is all about. God dwells in everything and everyone, everywhere. God alone exists." This was it. This was what I needed to shift my understanding. Suddenly, this whole idea of love being connected to a romantic view shifted for me. What began as an examination of my intimate relationships shifted to a real look at my true intimate love relationship, the one I have with the self, and how I see that same self in the world. I have prided myself on being tolerant, colorblind, and respectful of all races, creeds, and religions in all the ways God expresses. But this very utterance revealed deep within me that I am not expressing these intentions. Being bombarded constantly with worldly messages that we are all unique individuals with separate personalities, and my acceptance of these messages keeps these very prejudices alive in my being. If I choose to stay connected to labels that reinforce individuality and separateness, then I am not immersed in supreme love. I am not honoring myself, the self that exists everywhere, equally. This again is based in fear, a fear that I was conditioned to hold by seeing these individuals as different from me. What I have taken to heart from this course is to stop making distinctions in the form or expressions of that supreme intelligence. I now have to examine distinctions I have made between the way I love my husband versus my children versus my friends. With increased awareness, I now hold the remembrance in the moment of that first primary pillar of understanding that Sadhguru Katerji teaches. The supreme principle, God, exists in all equally. God doesn't barter. God loves. If I remember that I am that supreme principle, I can experience and express love fully, without compromise. And this is my experience share. After this mini course, I began focus on maintaining an inner state of love, of devoting my thoughts and deeds to God, to my guru, and of nurturing this state regardless of how others treated me. For the most part, the only time I really left the house was to go to work, and I regularly saw the same 20 to 30 people, with whom I had developed a reputation of being strictly business. Daily conversations were solely work-related, with a very transaction-based mindset. I had no idea how to engage people in any other way. 1 week after the mini course ended, my boss moved me to a building where I would now work with several hundred people. The only thing I unpacked in my new office other than my computer and barest work essentials was a framed picture of Sadhguru Katerji I keep on my desk. After this move, I made an increased effort to focus on inner unconditional love, a seemingly foreign concept. Love was certainly not a word I had ever brought into my workplace. So I started focusing on Katerji's picture and finding stillness in thoughts before interacting with people. What has happened is that there are times where, for no reason, I experience joy at work. I have run into several colleagues who I have not seen in years and with whom I had known on a strictly business basis. Out of the blue, when we saw each other again, I was giving them hugs and laughing for no reason, other than I was feeling shakti at that particular moment from maintaining my focus on the self. Through the teachings in this course, I have finally started taking baby steps to chip away at this barrier I have built from experiencing unconditional love. By just beginning to change my understandings, my relationships with others are improving, and none of these relationships have anything to do with romance or popular culture's definition of love. I look forward to continuing this path and to seeing what part two of this course has in store. Sat Chit Ananda, Guru Ki Jai.